Victoria's George J. Elementary will receive a new, yet-to-be-determined Lekwungen name. The Greater Victoria School District and representatives of the Songhees and Esquimalt Nations are working on a process for naming protocols at schools, with the new name to come out of that effort. The move to replace the school's name stems from Jay's racist views of Chinese people during his tenure as school board chair from 1907 to 1934. Jay brought in a regulation in 1907 requiring Chinese children to pass an English test to get into public schools, a regulation that didn't apply to children of other nationalities. He also decided in 1920 that more than 200 Chinese students attending public schools would have to move to separate facilities on King's Road and in Rock Bay, sparking a year-long strike by the students. Songhees councillor Karen Dick Tunkara said the two First Nations, together known as the Lekwungen people, are looking forward to participating in the renaming. By joining this project and sharing a piece of Lekwungen culture, the children, students and residents of Victoria can experience a part of our traditional ways, she said. Dick Tunkara said that by taking the time to rename an institution, we can begin a healing process for our children and families, who must deal with many barriers in a colonial education system on a day-to-day basis. Esquimalt Chief Robert Thomas said renaming the school is an important step in the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's calls to action to preserve and revitalize Indigenous languages, which he called the foundation of our culture. During the era of residential schools, children were forbidden to speak their home language and if they did, they were subjected to punishment, he said. The renaming of George J. Elementary in Lekwungen is our way to honor those children whose voices were silenced and is the first step toward revitalizing our culture, our history and our sacred trust. In 2020, the school district formed a committee to review the school's name in response to public consultation that showed community interest in making a change. Community members, George J. staff and an elders advisory council were all involved and recommended inviting the Songhees and Esquimalt Nations to join in the renaming initiative. Greater Victoria School Board Chair Nicole Duncan said the new name will be reflective of the traditional territories we reside on. We are committed to honoring local Indigenous language, culture and history as we continue the important work of building culturally responsive and welcoming spaces for all students. A new Lekwungen name will open the door to enriching conversations and learning about Indigenous language, culture and history. Work to come up with a name is expected to start in the spring and continue into the 2023-24 school year. Jay Bell at TimesColonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@timescolonist.com.